God bless you. Tonight I'm going to do a teaching on the secret identity of Jesus Christ, or Yehoshua HaMashiach. An undercover Christ is going to be a look at through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the synoptic gospels, a perspective that I never knew existed. What I was doing is I wanted to read through Matthew, Mark, and Luke. What I was going to do is I was going to say, who does he say he is, according to the scriptures of Matthew, Mark, and Luke? And what was revealed to me was an incredible blessing. I mean, that's an understatement. What I found out is that he only referred to himself as the Son of Man. And Job is referred to as Son of Man. Daniel's referred to the Son of Man. Ezekiel, Son of Man, like a bunch of times. So Son of Man is used 184 times if you do a word search. It's used a lot, so it's not specific. And he never got credit for being the Christ. He got credit, but the point of his ministry was not telling people who he was. So when he's healing people, when he's doing all this stuff and all these miracles, shh, don't tell anybody who I am. I didn't know that. So who was doing all these healings? They weren't sure. Here's Elijah, here's this guy. One thing was certain about his ministry, he was sent from Yahweh because you couldn't do these works. But who was he? They didn't know. And when people did know, if it was in public, he'd rebuke them, like the demons. But if it was in private, even if it was a demon in private, like the man in the Decapolis, he didn't rebuke him. But anytime it was in public, the demons are trying to get him killed. Because once he does acknowledge, I am the Mashiach, and he doesn't ever say, I'm the guy, darn right, that's my dad. He doesn't. He says it one time. Other times he goes, you say that I am. And if you look at the footnotes, he's saying, are you saying that I am, is what the footnotes say. It's not what he didn't say, I'm the guy. Then as soon as that he gets close to even acknowledging he's the Mashiach, they say, kill him. So when the demons are saying, you're the Son of the Most High, and he rebukes him, which was always odd to me, it's a death threat. And it was in public. Because he's going to do it one time. He's going to heal somebody in the synagogue. And he does it. He's going to rebuke him in front of everybody. Shut up. Why? He's trying to get him killed. Didn't know that. And then when the disciples say, you're the Mashiach, he goes, don't tell anybody. So when he calls Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, who are we following? I don't know. Who is he? He won't say anything. He talks in parables. He talks all these weird things. And his ministry was a parable. Because when they came to him and said, explain this parable, because the parables are secrets. Secrets. It's not for everybody. And Yahweh is not for everybody. If you're not going to work at it, you got what you want. So Jesus Christ is healing people. He's feeding people. He's casting out demons. And who's getting credit? Only his Father. Only his Father. Because when he goes, hey, who do people say I am? I heard a teaching by John Lynn. He said he's campaigning as the Messiah, as the king. And he goes, absolutely not. Because when he says, who do they say I am? They go, oh, you're John the Baptist, you're Elijah, or some other prophet. He's going to say, well, okay, who do you guys say I am? And we look at the scriptures, he never says I'm the guy. He never says it. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. It's like Clark Kent. Somebody finds out, this is Clark Kent. He goes, don't tell anybody. You got it? And the way I thought about that, it's because it could get him killed. And the purpose of his life was not the campaign as the Messiah. It was to heal and do as much work as he could before he died on the cross. Not getting credit. And so these people that got healed and got fed, who fed them? Who healed them? Yahweh did. Who is that guy? It doesn't matter. Yahweh used this guy. But I used to think this whole ministry, it's the Messiah. Oh, the Messiah's finally came. We're going to look at it. That didn't happen. Turn to Matthew, the undercover Christ, 184 times the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. And even when they say the Son of Man, or when they say you are the Christ, or something, the next couple of verses, guess what he refers himself as? The Son of Man. If you haven't read Ezekiel, Ezekiel's called the Son of Man probably 75 times. Daniel's called the Son of Man. Job's called the Son of Man. It's not specific. So we go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 4 verse 18, and here is the beginning of his ministry. Peter, Andrew, Peter, James, and Andrew, and John would have been. It should have been. And what I did not know is why they're following him. This guy never identifies himself. Who are we following? Follow me. Find out. Well, who are you? In the scriptures, he never identifies himself. So they're following this guy. And you start reading, and I circled almost every time he refers to himself in third person. It could be when Christ talked to him about himself in third person a lot. Aaron Cunningham this, Aaron Cunningham that. And he would always say, son of man, son of man, son of man, which is neat because Genesis 3:15 was the seed of the woman, which was the son of Adam. But we'll go to chapter 8, verse 29. And we're going to go real quick because I got a lot of scriptures. I'd like to hopefully cover them all. You read right above it, the demoniacs delivered. And in this one, if you read verse 29, and lo, they cried aloud, saying, what have we in common with thee, son of Yahweh? Hast thou come to... This is in private. He does not rebuke them. And so you're going to read it. He does cast them out, but he does not rebuke them. And if you keep reading, he's going to call himself son of man, son of man. The paralytic in chapter 9, verse 4, son of man, referring to himself. But why is he going to... We're going to read about him rebuking... When people call him the Messiah in front of people. Now there is, I gotta put a disclaimer in here. Because people do call him the son of David at different times. And so I've read where people go, well that means he's the Messiah. And so there is that out there. But when Christ goes, who do people say I am? They did not say you're the son of David. They said Elijah, Jeremiah, some other prophet. But why is he going to rebuke people in public for calling out who he is? Keep your finger here. Go to Matthew chapter 27:11. And we'll do this with all three. What's going to happen as soon as he acknowledges who he is? It's page 32 in the Rotherham. In 27:11... The Pharisees are trying to kill him. He goes before Pilate, and Jesus said, thou sayest. So, verse 11. Now, Yehoshua stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, thou art the king of the Jews, are you? And Christ says, thou sayest. Look at the footnote. What does the footnote say? Dost thou say? He doesn't even come out and say, I am. But he suggested somewhat. And as soon as he suggested, go over to verse 22. What do they start crying out? Crucify, you say, crucify him, 23. Crucify him. And in the gospel called Matthew, as soon as he even suggests that he possibly is the king of the Messiah, they can kill him. They're going to kill him just like that. And he doesn't even come out and say, I am. But as soon as it's in public, he can die. And so he is not, and so what we're going to read, we'll go back to chapter 9, verse 6. As you read that, as soon as he acknowledges it, in Mark, he's going to say, I am. And as soon as he says, I am, guess what's going to happen to him? Kill him. And so the demons and the Pharisees, who knows who he is? Apparently, the demons do. Because when he's calling them out, he's cast them out, they acknowledge who he is. Who else? We're going to find out that the Pharisees are going to try to put him on oath. Because the Pharisees, is almost the demons inside the Pharisees know who he is. We're going to get to read one of these scriptures. Because we put you on oath. Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? Why would they do that? It's almost as if the demons knew, put him on oath, confess it, we know who you are, and as soon as you confess it, we can kill him. But the Passover lamb was not ready to die yet. 9 verse 6, you're going to see, he's going to refer to himself in third person, Son of Man. And it will, I guess for the teaching, you could write these down. 12 verse 8, Son of Man. 12:32, Son of Man. 12 verse 40, Son of Man. You can imagine the disciples go, who are we following? Can you imagine Peter talking to his wife? It didn't say he had a wife, he had a mother-in-law. Who are you following? You got to... Well, his name's Yehoshua. Who is he? He's doing mighty works. He's some sort of prophet. Who does he say he is? He said he's Son of Man. Like Ezekiel? Is he the Messiah? He never answers those questions. Could he be? Could he be? But they never knew if we look at the scriptures. 13 verse 1. Christ is going to explain. He's going to, the parable of the sower is the beginning. And he talks in all these parables. And the disciples are going to come and say, let me see here. Oh, verse 11. And he answering said, why are you speaking in in let's see, why he answering said, because verse 10, and the disciples coming near said unto him, wherefore in parables are you speaking to them? Just come out and explain it to them. And he said, and he answering said, see a footnote A, what's it say? Mystery. Because unto you hath it been given to get to know the sacred secrets of the kingdom of heaven, whereas unto them hath it not been given. His identity was a parable, in my opinion. It was a secret. The parables, people didn't necessarily understand it. Were they feeding off his ministry? Yes. Was he getting any credit as the Messiah? No. Let me see here. Now, if you turn to chapter 14, verse 33, and I thought that the parable is a good example of his ministry. What's the point of healing all these people and doing all these different miracles if they don't even know who you are? Because the purpose of him was not to convince people he was the Messiah. The purpose it was for him to have Yahweh glorified.
Did you say 1333?
1433. And right after this, the disciples are going to say, God's son thou art. Is this in public or private? This is in private. And here, in verse 32, when they came into the boat, the wind abated, and they in the boat bowed down at him, saying, truly, Yahweh's son thou art. And he said, of course you are, you knuckleheads. That's what I've been saying. He said nothing. How mysterious is this man? These men are walking around. He takes no credit for himself. And we're going to look at his ministry. It was Luke 14:11. He that exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Yehoshua took no credit. Didn't say who he was. I'm going to invite you that if you do the same thing, just circle every time he says Son of Man. And they say he's the Messiah, he's God's son. What does he say? He's probably off doing his own little thing again. Hey, will you just answer this? We got a debate here. You the Messiah? He'd probably look at them and be like, a fisherman went, oh great, another parable. Just answer the question. No, I'm not here to answer questions. Verse 33, you see the disciples in private. Now turn to 16 verse 13. Before you read there, this is just the next page. I just made a quick reference of things he had done by reading above all Rotherham scene, but verse 15. Here's all the miracles. It's not all, excuse me. This is some of the miracles in Matthew up to this point. The lepers were clean in chapter 8. Chapter 8, 14, Peter's mother-in-law was healed. In verse 28, a demonic was delivered. Chapter 9, a paralytic healed. Jairus' daughter is healed. The woman with the issue of blood healed. That was in public. Two blind men were healed. Chapter 10. In chapter 10, he sends 12 out to heal and cast out demons. That was done. Chapter 12, verse 22, demons cured. Chapter 14, 5,000 people fed, and that included the women and children. Chapter 14, he walks on water, verse 45. Chapter 15, 48, 4,000 people fed, not including women and children. That's a heck of a resume, right? You would think. All of that being said, they go over to chapter 16, verse 13. Would somebody read that?
And Yehoshua, coming into the parts of Caesarea of Philip, began questioning his disciples, saying, who are the men saying that the Son of Man is?
Who fed them? Who healed the woman with the issue of blood? Who cast out the demons? Who rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Who corrected them? Who do they say I am? Now read. Verse 14. Somebody?
And they said, some indeed, John the Immerser, others Elijah, but others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
I heard a teaching once, he was like, oh, can you believe these poor old, I don't get any credit. Oh my goodness, what's the point of all these people being healed if I don't get any credit? That's what I used to think when I read this until I read Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we read this, and then he looks at them in verse 15. Would somebody read 15 and 16?
And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am?
Remember, Christ never said who he was. They're not going to confirm what he said. You said you're this. Because he only says, I'm the Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man this, Son of Man. Who do you guys think I really am? Go ahead. And what's Peter say?
16, and Simon Peter answering said, Thou art the Mashiach, the Son of the living God.
Why did he think that? Because of all the work. And he was, and Christ is going to say, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Simon, but my Father in heaven told you. Have you ever known something about somebody? Or yet Christ was in, Yahweh is inside you, and Yahweh is inside Peter going, that's my son. Why doesn't he say it? That's my son's the Messiah. How do we know he's not, just not a prophet? Elijah healed people. He fed people. Because he's acting like he's just a prophet of no account. That's my son. Peter speaks up and he goes, you got something. And what does Christ say? I'm the guy.
Nope.
No. He does not say I'm the guy. He does not say I'm Yahweh's son. He does not say I'm the Mashiach. Go down to verse 20. What does he say?
Then straightly charged he the disciples, lest to any man they should say, he is the Christ.
Shh! I am Superman. Don't tell anybody. But Superman, they don't know. You're the one healing everybody. They're giving credit to other people. They're saying it's Batman. They're saying it's Iron Man. They don't know it's you, Superman. Shh! Nobody needs to know. It's a secret. Are you? He's never going to say I'm the Christ. What an identity. And then he starts talking about the needs be of the suffering. And he's not even going to acknowledge he's the Mashiach until he's ready to die. It's about time. And he's going to allude to it. Chapter 14, 6, 14. Let's see here. Who do you say? Now go back to chapter, let me see, 12, 14, 16. Go back to chapter 12. And why did he say, shh, let the scriptures speak? What do the scriptures say? On the road to Emmaus, when he's even talking to them, we'll get to read that. He's talking to them, and they go, why are you guys so bummed out? Oh my goodness. Well, this guy came, but we're going to find out. He never said I was a Christ, but we were hoping he was the Messiah. And Christ is still not going to say I'm the Christ. Do you know what he's going to tell them? Was it not needful that the Messiah should die? He didn't say, was it not needful that I die? He's still speaking as if it was somebody else, getting no credit. But what? But that was a digression. If you read right above verse 14, what somebody read, what's it saying?
The Pharisees plotting...
Speak out, so the microphone.
The Pharisees plotting, Yahushua retires, quietly healing many.
They're trying to kill him, the Pharisees. The Pharisees... And it's going to say Pilate knew it because of envy. The hands and feet of Christ are those who do his will. The hands and feet of the adversary, the serpent who's going to be crushed, are those who do his will. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and the priests, probably, maybe they knew what they were doing. All they knew is they wanted to kill this guy because somebody inside them. So here's the Pharisees want to kill him. And what's he say in verse 16? When the Pharisees are about wanted, they want to destroy him. What's he saying, 16, to his disciples?
And straightly charge them, lest they should make him manifest.
Don't tell anybody who I am. Very serious. Why? Well, we read it. Because as soon as in public it is acknowledged he's the Messiah, and even in Matthew he never says I'm the Messiah, but once it's in public and he suggested kill him, it was the death sentence. So now we'll turn to, let's see here. Oh, we're going to come back to Matthew. Turn to Mark 3, verse 7. Keep your finger there. Here's another reason why the scriptures are going to say his identity was secret. Who was this guy healing these people? They didn't know. Thank you for this Jeremiah that healed my daughter. J.R.S. What was his name? His name's Yehoshua. What was he? Some prophet of Yahweh? You can't be a prophet of Yahweh. What was his name? It was Yehoshua, a carpenter's son. Thank you, Yahweh, for that guy. Who fed my family when they were in the wilderness? There were 3 days they didn't get to eat. Some prophet. What was his name? Yehoshua. Just a prophet? We don't really know a whole lot about him. Maybe he's Elijah. Maybe he's Jeremiah. Here's the testimonies before he dies. Not everybody going, the Messiah. Oh, we thought he was the Messiah. somebody had read chapter 7, and Yehoshua with his disciples retired unto the sea, a great throng from Galilee. The President Trump showed up here. His fans would throng around him. Guess who else would show up?
Adversary.
The modern day Philistines trying to kill him and to set him up. Right? You think the Democrats would show up? Absolutely. And so here's a throng, and you read back to verse 8 in Jerusalem, you read back on, there's a big throng. Go to verse 11. And the impure spirits, as soon as they beheld him, is this in public? There's a throng of people around. And the impure spirits, somebody read that for me. 11 and 12.
And the impure spirits, as soon as they beheld him, were falling down to him and crying aloud while he was speaking, Thou art the Son of Yahweh, or Elohim. And sternly was he rebuking them, lest they should make him manifest.
They're trying to get him killed. This is in public. Why did he rebuke them? In private, not a problem. But here, like a judge, silence! He's not ready to die. Turn to Matthew 26:63. I think we already went there.
Here's notes. You said 26?
26.
Chapter 26?
Okay. Chapter 26.
Verse 63.
And here in Matthew chapter 26, verse 63, this is when it's the Passover lamb. They're approaching Passover, and think about this. I read this, and he says, "Go prepare Passover." What's very important next time you're going to study Passover is you have to know two real important things. Because in a couple of the Gospels, it's going to look like they're going to eat the Passover, and it looks like that. It's not clear. We have to say, what is the sign for those seeking the sign? The sign of Jonah: 3 days, 3 nights, 72 hours. That is absolutely clear. 72 hours, he's going to be dead. What is also absolutely clear: on the first day of the week, he's up. So it could not have been so all this is going up. He's healing people as he's getting closer and closer to Jerusalem. Another digression about Jerusalem, how he felt about Jerusalem. He hated Jerusalem. Because when they're getting closer to Jerusalem, the Jews are like, look, it's Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who slew the prophets. Read Matthew, Mark, and Luke. How did he feel about it? Didn't like it. Why? Think about the parables. He talked about the owner of the vineyard who lent it out. What did they do to his servants? They killed it. They beat the servants. What did they do to the son? They murder him. And what are they going to do to Yehoshua the first time he's in Jerusalem during his ministry? They're going to murder him. And they go, but look at these buildings. Think about Christians today. We got to go to Jerusalem. Look at Solomon's temple. And what did he say to those things? Not one of these stones is going to be standing up. Not impressed. Not impressed. So how did he feel? I didn't know about that. I knew about Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who slew the prophets. But as you started marking out Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he was not impressed. Didn't want to be in Jerusalem. This is where people died. Why? Because Jerusalem hates Yahweh. Why would you want to go to some place where they hate your father? Think about Donald Trump Jr. I got a picture with me and right over there with him. How would he feel about going to CNN headquarters? You kidding me? I wouldn't want to go there. Well, maybe CNN. I think about that even with Washington, D.C., not all of it. Maybe it started with some really good founders, but now it's corrupt. But verse 63, and Yehoshua was signed, the high priest unto him, I put thee on oath. Why is he putting him on oath? The high priest, 63, you're going to put it in the... I put thee on oath by the living Elohim that to us thou say. Why are you putting him on oath? Are you not there?
26:63. 26:63 is not that. Are you on 27? 63. I'm on
page 31.
Yeah, 63 is, but Yahushua was silent.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what you're reading?
Yes, so I'm reading. Yehoshua was silent, and the priest said unto him, I put thee on oath by the living Elohim, that to us thou say whether thou art the Christ or not. Put him on oath. Make him confess it. And what does Yehoshua say?
Thou hast said.
But what does it say? See the footnote? What's the footnote say?
Hast thou said.
Is that clear? Have you said it? But, what does he say next? Moreover, I say unto thee, hereafter you'll see Christ. No. Thereafter you'll see the Son of Yahweh.
No.
The Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power. Now, it does say the Son of Man there. And what do they say here? Go down to verse 66. As soon as he, in public, he admits to who he is, what are they going to say about him? How to you doth it seem? And they answered, guilty of death. And the demons are saying, you are the Christ in public. They're trying to get him killed. And as soon as he admits it, and Christ right here in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it's just like Jonah going, it's time for me to die. You can kill me now. But he knew it. And now they start mocking him. And if you look on over into Pilate, the next page, 27 verse 11, Pilate's going to say, art thou the king of the Jews? Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, thou art the king of the Jews? Question mark. And Yehoshua says, darn right I am.
Nope.
What's the footnote say?
Thou say it.
Does thou say it? Is that a direct answer? Not necessarily. And they're going to call him Jesus Christ, but in verse 22, in public, it appears that he suggests he is. If somebody read verse 22 and 23.
Pilate said unto them, what then shall I do under Yahushua, who is called Mashiach? And they all said, let him be crucified. But he said, indeed, what evil hath he done? But they vehemently were crying aloud, saying, let him be crucified.
The end of the book of Matthew, the conclusion of it, is he never said, I'm the Christ, I'm the Son of Man. When they asked who he was, he didn't correct anybody. But when he even got close to it, he was going to die. All these people, who are they going to kill? Some prophet. Jeremiah, Elijah is what it appears. Verse 54, it's neat because the centurion is going to say, verse 54, now the centurion and those who were watching Yehoshua seeing the earthquake and the things coming to pass were violently affrighted, saying, truly Yahweh's son he was. So the works manifested it. Now, let's turn to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. Now, if you read would somebody read right above 21, what's it say in Capernaum?
In Capernaum, Yahushua teaches and expels an impure spirit.
Is this in public? It's in public. Where is he going to be? If you read verse the beginning of 21, he's in a synagogue. Are people there? Yeah. And the journey into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath, entering into the synagogue, he began teaching. And if we skip down, verse 23, straightway there was in their synagogue a man with an impure spirit, and he cried aloud, saying, what have we in common with thee, Yehoshua of Nazareth? Hast thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of Yahweh. And what's he do next?
I rebuked him.
Be silenced. And come out of him. Why? He's trying to get him killed is what it looks like. Because at the end of Mark, as soon as it's in public, and Yehoshua does not. Remember, Christ didn't say that I am the Messiah in Matthew. But when he even says, do you say that I am? They go, that's enough. That's all we need. Kill him. Mark is going to be a little bit different. But so when it's in public, he's going to rebuke it. And I personally believe it's a death threat. That's why he's doing that. Let's see here. Now go over to verse 40, same chapter. A leper is cleansed. And there cometh unto the leper, beseeching him, saying unto him, if thou be willing, canst thou cleanse me? And moved with compassion, he stretched forth his hand and touched him. He said unto him, I am willing to be cleansed. And straightway the leprosy departed from him. And he was cleansed, and strictly charging him, straightway he urged him forth and said unto him, mind unto no one, say aught. Don't tell anybody. But withdraw thyself, show thyself unto the priest, and offer for the cleansing what things Moses enjoined. Don't go tell everybody who I am. I'm the Messiah. You're healed. Go, but keep it quiet. And look what happens in verse 45. But he going forth began to proclaiming many things and blazing abroad the story, so that no longer was it possible for him to openly in the city enter. He didn't want credit. Undercover Christ. Let's see here. There was... And we already read chapter 3, verse 6. Turn to 5, verse 7. In 5, verse 7, if you read right above 5, this is the demoniac delivered. This is in private. If you read it, this is the man from among the tombs. And verse 7... and crying out with a loud voice, "What have we in common with thee, O Yehoshua, son of Elohim, or Yahweh Most High?" It's in private. "I adjure thee by Yahweh, do not torment me." For he was saying unto him, "Go forth in pure spirit." And what's neat, what's really neat about this guy, Christ crosses the sea. Dad did a teaching on this, above 35. A storm is rebuked because they're about ready to die, possibly being drowned. Why do we think they're going to die? Because the fishermen who know how to swim and they know how to boat think they're going to die. Was it bad?
Yeah.
Bad enough that the fishermen thought they were going to die. If you're a boat captain, if we were fishing and the boat captain started freaking out, I started getting a little bit nervous personally. He heals this guy. And what does he tell him? And if we go over to verse 18, "And he was entering into the boat, he who had been demonized." And I never noticed that. And he was entering, he was getting in the boat. I never noticed that. "He who has been demonized was beseeching him," or maybe that was Christ getting in the boat, "with him, he might be." "And he suffered him not, but said unto him, withdraw into thy house, into thy own country, and bear tidings to them that I am the Christ."
Nope.
No. "Go tell them how many things Yahweh hath done for thee." Yeah, it's just going to be the Lord. Yeah, it didn't say that. Didn't say the Messiah. It's like he's taking no credit. "Did you get healed?" Yeah, Yahweh has healed you. Go tell everybody. Not that I'm the Messiah. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Messiah. You missed it. The Messiah showed up and you missed it. No, just go tell what Yahweh's done for you.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, he does.
No, see, how many things Jesus had done for him?
Oh, but he did. I guess I didn't read that part, but he did. He said to the Lord, let's see here, 5:43. "And he commanded them," again, "that no one should get to know this." Don't tell anybody. 7:36. "After the deaf, this deaf stammer healed, and he charged them that they should be telling no one." Don't tell anybody. Just receive your healings. Okay. 8:26. "And he sent them away, and he sent him away unto his house, saying, not even into the village mayest thou enter." Now, it doesn't necessarily say that, but it would appear this is another shh. Just go do your thing. 8:28. And then here's another thing. After all these healings and stuff, there's going to be, who do people say I am? And here it's going to say in verse 28, "And they answering him said, John the Immerser, others Elijah, others one of the prophets." And he went on to question them, "But who do you say I am?" And he's going to say, thou art the Christ. In verse 30, "And he straightly charged them that no one should they tell concerning him." Don't tell anybody. Let's go. Wait a minute, he told them to go cast out demons, go heal people. Not that I'm the Messiah. I'm the Messiah. Here's healing people. You ever thought of your ministry? How much credit are you getting? Not nearly the credit you should get. Hey, at least when you got a big church and it's full, you can look out there, the parking lot's full.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody can see my church. Look at the church. Parking lot's full. Look at that. We've just built another building. Got some credit here. Here, just go get the work done. Doesn't matter if we get credit. Go heal. Go do these things. Go do these things. The objective was healing people, casting out demons, do these things, but not saying that I'm the Messiah. 8:28. Did we already do that? Yeah. Then verse 39. What does he say after they say he's the Christ? In third person. Will somebody read that?
What chapter?
8:31. So this is right after Peter says, "You are the Mashiach." And I'll read it. "And he began to be teaching them, 'I am the Son of Yahweh.'"
Yep.
No. "The Son of Man. The Son of Man. The Son of Man." Now go to chapter 9, verse 9. Can you imagine them going, "Do you think he's the Messiah? Why doesn't he just tell us? Parables, parables, parables. Everything's a secret with this guy. Gotta dig, knock, and do all the rest of that stuff. Just come out and tell us." I think about that with a movie. There was the Princess Bride. He would never say, "I love you." He says, "As you wish." Just say it! "As you wish. As you wish." I'm like, isn't that neat, riding with Yahweh? Who is this guy? Never got credit. Didn't want credit. He wanted all the glory going to his Father. And then chapter 9, verse 9, this is the Mount Transfiguration. Sorry, Father. "And they were coming out of the mountain. He charged them that no one..." I forgot that. Verse 7. At the vision on the Mount of Transformation, Peter, James, and John get to see a vision of Elijah and Moses talking with the resurrected Christ. And verse 7, "There came a cloud overshadowing them, and there came a voice out of the cloud, 'This is the Son of Man, my beloved.'"
Yep.
No, "This is my Son." Think about it, this is at Mount Sinai. How does Yahweh talk from the mountain? I don't know, but I can imagine base. But then what does he tell them after this?
"Be hearkening unto him."
But in verse 9, "Look, we knew you were the Messiah." He's never said it. Your dad just said it. Verse 9, "They were coming down out of the mountain. He charged them that no one, they should narrate what they had seen, save whenever the Son of Man from among the dead." Don't talk about these things. Not getting credit. Turn to Luke 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And so all I was doing was just going through circles, Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. Then who's calling the Son of God? Demons are. They rebuke some of them if it's in public. Who else calls him the Christ?